Welcome back to another episode of Creating Powerful Impact. I'm your host, Shay Week, founder of Grace and Ease Productions, where we support entrepreneurs just like you with event-based marketing and sales strategies, allowing you to build your authority, your credibility, and your visibility in your industry. And today's guest comes from the other side of the U.S., the amazing Laura DeFranco. Is the CEO of Brave Healer Productions and Brave Kids Books, which is an award-winning publisher for holistic health and wellness professionals. Now, you guys, she spent 30 years in the holistic physical therapy space. She's also a third-degree black belt in Taekwondo, which is pretty dang awesome. And on top of that, you know, in her spare time, she's authored 10 books. So her company has also just published over 60 Amazon bestseller books with a global community of over 1,000 authors who are waking the world up to what's possible for healing one brave word at a time. So please help me welcome Laura to the Creating Powerful Impact stage. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for having me. I love listening to that. You're making me chuckle because the numbers are bigger since I even sent you that bio. So I'm a 13-time author. I write a lot. Let's just leave it there. I write a lot.
Well, and you, it sounds like you also have the system and the knowledge and the background of not only yourself, but others of becoming best-selling authors. And really utilizing that to support them in growing their business. Would you share a little bit about like why? Why even kind of get into it? Is it just because you kind of had this message to start getting out into the space and you're like, I might as well write a book and then let me show other people how to do it? Is that how it got started?
That was part of the story. A little bit before that though, it really had to do with my physical therapy, that whole first career that I had in healing. Like way early on, I signed up to help other people feel good and you know, get better from their injuries and things like that. But I was such an educator and a teacher in all that I did in that career. I was writing, mainly blogging to educate. It's like I wanted people to understand what holistic healing meant and why you had to integrate mind, body, and soul for anything good to happen, right? Mm-hmm. So I started blogging. I would have said to my friends and family about writing a book, like if you ask them, they would tell you. I was talking about it all the time and then didn't do it, you know. And then finally in 2012, I self-published my first book and oh my gosh, the rest is history, it feels like.
It's amazing, right? So, I mean, I have a number of clients that are also authors, but it's creating essentially a stage. It's creating an opportunity for you to touch the masses and support them, even just to get them started on the path of self-discovery or business support or whatever it is your topic is. It's kind of like a business card also, so to speak, right? To get people moving as well as introducing what it is that you do in the world. Is that kind of how you support some of your authors and why it's important to even take a look at utilizing a book?
Definitely. All of what you just said, you know, business card on steroids, but I actually had a mission to take that a step further. And you know this, they are building no love and trust. And when our stories are vulnerable like that, and you can start to read my story and get to love and trust me right there from that book, mm-hmm. that's not only a business card, it's something much better and deeper than that. And maybe it's a really full-on business building kind of book. Maybe these are your signature stories that you want to be known for. Books are branding you all day long. And books are a legacy business.
Yeah.
I mean, we get to share with the world and that is going to be in the world after we're gone as well. So this is big potato stuff to me.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think I've ever heard of it that way before. Books are a legacy. It's a legacy work. It's a legacy business. because it lives on beyond you, right? And even
Definitely.
Beyond your business. Let's say you don't necessarily want to scale and exit your business. It's just kind of something that you do and you love, but your book would live on forever and could be an asset forever too.
I mean, think of those books that you've read and you've opened it up and looked at the publishing date and
yeah.
you realize how old that book is. And then you might even wonder if the author is still alive or whatever that, right?
Mm-hmm.
That gives me goosebumps. It's like, and also in the middle of those books where you are getting goosebumps or you had such an aha in the pages that it changed your life or business, like right there from the idea. We've all read books like that. And that's like, you could open a book like that anytime. And yeah, I think that's magic.
Yeah, I was just getting back from one of my mastermind meetings. So we meet 4 times a year. And I'd gone out to dinner with a group of them. And they were like, yeah, this is the book that I read every single year, year over year. And I get something new out of it, because where you're at in life and in business is different a year apart, right? And so they pick up something new, or they hear it a different way, they read it a different perspective of where they're at. And I just thought that was really fascinating. And then I also was seeing a thread with a group of the ops managers. So it's a founders group that ends up meeting. And then a bunch of the ops managers were like, let's start a book club. What book should we start reading? Right? So it's super powerful to this day, even in a technology world where you're like, oh, well, is anybody really picking up a book and physically reading it? Yeah, they are. Yeah, I love it.
Definitely. They definitely are. And you just said something interesting too about, you know, you pick something new up in it if you read it every year because you are evolving every year. Well, you actually touched on something that keeps people from writing their books. They're afraid they're going to change their mind. They're so afraid to get that stuff in print because then what if next year I think something different or something changes? And I always say, well, that's for book number two then. That's for book number three or whatever.
Yeah.
It's your new improved edition, right? That's why people do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I was just laughing about that. Yeah, we change and our businesses change and our thoughts and
mm-hmm.
missions even change. We need to give ourselves permission to change our mind.
Yeah. So maybe because it ties into mindset, right? So would you kind of maybe, do you have any ninja moves by chance on mindset, on how to continue to grow your business and be successful in it? Because you've gone from yourself to having, you know, a whole bunch of people now supporting you in your business. What's been working for you in the mindset?
Well, first of all, mindset and especially awareness, the awareness practice is everything. It's
mm-hmm.
absolutely everything. We hear it and read it in every business book that we pick up. And, you know, are we doing it is the question. Well, doing what? Honestly, getting still, getting quiet, just connecting with that thing that's a little bit deeper inside. And that's about quieting the mind. Right. I changed the word mindful to bodyful because I wanted people to understand that the body awareness game, the dropping down into the center and grounding into your body, that place where you can connect, let everything else fall away, is the door to that space, the door to where you might even channel a brand new empire building idea. If you can just connect into that place a little bit more often. So everything that we are going to talk about with mindset starts with an awareness practice. And for me, it was a body awareness practice.
Yeah, I mean, especially, I don't know if you see this, because I think you work with a lot of people in the holistic world, in the holistic space. Do you see the gamut of either they're very aware or totally disconnected from their body?
I mean, the people that I get to play in the sandbox with all are at great levels of this practice because they all kind of raised their hand and said, yeah, I'm going to devote my life to learning this. So that's how lucky I am every day is like everyone that I deal with has a certain level of that practice. Completely disconnected, probably not. Like, this community is connected and they're all at different levels of practice. I know for me, it's been about speeding up the moment that I realize something is going on in my mind and being able to flip the switch fast. Like, it doesn't take me a week being in my little trigger. It takes me seconds in it. And then I will know and I'll be like, ooh, no, because I'm creating as we speak. I am creating with my energy, with my words, with my actions. So I realized how important it was to master. That's why I call them ninja moves. It's important to master this and get really good at understanding what's going on so that you can co-create your amazing life right now, every moment. It takes some moves, man.
How many ninja moves are there?
A lot. Or maybe just one. I don't know. Maybe just one, actually, right? It's just awareness. Let's just keep it simple. It's not complicated.
Yeah. Yeah. I think we do tend to complicate things, you know, especially like, oh, let me try this. And what is the new AI thing? And what can we do over here? And so on and so forth. It's like all those squirrel moments when in reality, if you just come back and center and have awareness and how can I, you know, best provide value for the person sitting across from me in this moment, the rest of it just kind of fades away. And that focus, that singular focus, I think, is really what it comes back down to, and that humanness, right?
It's so important. And you're giving a huge gift when you master that. When I set my phone aside and whoever is in my presence is a gift. And just with that attitude alone, if I'm paying attention and full body listening and really engage, when you talk about this, I always think of my kids. I always think about, like, if one of them is in the room, I'm shutting my screens off. Like, I get a gift to be with that amazing human for a few minutes. I need to take full advantage of that. And I just think our presence is always a gift to each other.
Yeah.
This is for business too, you guys. This is for life. This is for your clients. It's not just for your kids and your family and your loved ones, right? It's for everybody you come across. That's a foundation I want to build a business on.
Well, and then the book becomes an extension of that.
Yes, in all of the ways, in the way that you share the story, in the words you choose in there, the energy you actually type it out with, how you are feeling that day and what kind of energy you sat at the computer with, and gosh, everything about it. Yes.
Yeah. So let's look at the flip side. What if we've got people that are, you know, having some fear around it? They have this purpose, they have this drive, they have this thing inside of them, they have the book inside of them, but they've got some fear. Can you share about, like, how to move through that, perhaps?
I can. Favorite topic ever, right?
Oh, good.
So I came across this blog one day from Elizabeth Gilbert, and it was titled "Your Fear is Boring." So that's what I'm going to say to everybody. How I changed it. Listen, girl, I got a tattoo of that on my arm on purpose because I needed the daily reminder. Laura, your fear of not good enough is boring. Because what if that thing you're still a little afraid to share, maybe it's a book, maybe it's speaking, whatever it is exactly what someone needs to hear or read to change or even save their life. So it's time to be brave about this. What am I talking about? Being vulnerable with your actual personal, raw, real story. The more personal we get in our books, the more universal that is. And we don't get it because we want to talk to everyone. Our message is great for the world. The world needs to hear it. No, one specific person needs to hear it, right? And this is like the whole idea of business niching and ideal client and all the things. But when we really get it, when that puzzle piece clicks into place, oh my gosh, everything you create is going to be magic because you finally figured that out, right? So Get over the fear, because we're talking about changing the world. It's a big deal.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's so many things that go into the niching space, but even in a conversation. So if you go, oh, I support people with skin, you're like, okay, cool. But if you're like, yeah, I support, you know, women that are 45 to 50 years old that are, you know, seeing the changes in their skin that is doing X, Y, and Z, you're like, oh, my girlfriend was just talking about that yesterday. Let me connect you, right? Your brain automatically goes, oh, I know who that is. Ooh, I can support, you know, let me introduce you to so-and-so because they are in pain right now. And if that's who you support, great, let me connect you, right? It's that niching piece that I think is really super helpful. So if you're doing that in your business and you're doing that in your books, yeah, you're still going to get the periphery, right? If you're aiming for the bullseye, you're still going to get people in the periphery. But I think there is some fear around niching and going, this is who I really, really, really help. And I still also help other people around there too. But I love that it's like, yeah, niche. And use the fear to support that key person.
Yeah, 100%. Your purpose has a face and a name. It's not a cause. Yeah, I wrote a whole poem about that. It's too long. It's too long to read today, but all my poems are very long. But yeah, purpose has a face and a name. Yeah, I got to actually recite that poem in front of business owners on a stage one day with Jack Canfield in the room. And he came out after me. I didn't know that he was coming out after me. I was just like the last hand up that day for volunteers, you know? And he was behind the curtain when he heard the poem, and he came out and he's like, yeah, purpose has a fit, right? Like, so, I mean, everything I do is based on that too. And the niching, what you were just talking about, is actually also the key to every single networking conversation you have. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, that whole skin thing that you were talking about, it's like, if I can think of someone right then, you win, because yeah. Then I'm going to make that intro and hook you guys up and be the super connector, right?
Yep.
So I love that. I just wrote a book called Networking for Healers, and mm-hmm. it's about what, you know, your story about the skin was like, oh yeah, that's exactly it.
I love it. So, okay. You've got poems, you've got books. I believe we're going to go ahead and connect to one of your poems in the show notes, but what is like, are there any other ways that people can kind of like stay connected to you? And do you happen to have a gift for our audience?
Yeah, thank you. You guys can find me pretty much everywhere. You know, hop over to LinkedIn, Laura DeFranco. I'm on Facebook, Brave Healer Productions. And of course, just come visit bravehealer.com and you can see all we're up to. And I crafted the Brave Healer Resources Vault for my author entrepreneurs very specifically because I wanted to put things like Ideal Client Mastery courses in there and all the platform building things and writing, professional writing tips and book, just getting you started, all the stuff I wished I had. And so you can have access to the resource vault. Have fun. There's lots of stuff in there to play with.
Well, and I love the fact, so, you know, normal people are like, here's one thing. And you're like, I can't just give you one thing. I'm going to give you a whole vault full of things. Like,
I couldn't do it with just one. And of course, every business coach on the planet is like, just offer one thing. And I'm like, no, I like to break the rules. So I'm like, I'm putting 10 things in there. If you don't like it, you don't have to sign up for it. But right. I think there's going to be at least one thing that really resonates with people in there. The Ideal Client Mastery is something we've talked about today already. And that's probably my favorite thing in there because I know how impactful it can be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, hands down, huge value. Make sure that you go into the show notes, click the link for the vault. Also click the link to listen to one of your spoken word poetry pieces, which I love spoken word. We were talking before we pushed play here and was like, spoken word is really, really powerful. I mean, I have clients that are utilizing spoken word poets to come into their events, and it moves an audience. So, how can this support you in moving you into the next step, dear listener? So, love that. Thank you for providing that gift as well. But my last question for you is, what is a takeaway or a memorable note you'd like to leave our audience with today?
I think I want to go back to you were born, so you are worthy. Your message matters. What if that thing you're still a little afraid to share is exactly the thing that's going to save someone's life? Are you going to worry about it being good enough? Or are you going to worry about sharing it more? Like, go for it. Be brave, you guys.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much for being with us today. And I want to thank our listeners for joining us on another episode of Creating Powerful Impact. I'm excited for you to take all of the lessons, drop into that vault, get all the resources, learn from it, implement them, and create even more impact in your world. Until next time, have an outstanding rest of your day. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to the Creating Powerful Impact podcast. If you are a successful coach, speaker, author, or thought leader who would like to be on this program, simply visit creatingpowerfulimpact.com/guest. If you are someone who got something out of this interview, would you please do me a favor and share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on your socials. Also, if you know somebody that would be a great guest, tag them on social media to let them know about the show and include the hashtag Creating Powerful Impact. I love seeing all of your posts and great guest selections. We are regularly putting out new episodes and content. To make sure you don't miss any episodes, go ahead and subscribe. Your thumbs up, ratings, and reviews go a long way to help promote the show, and they really mean a lot to me and my team. Want to know more about us? Head on over to our website, graceandeaseproductions.com, or follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. Just look for Grace and Ease Productions on your favorite platform. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. We'll be right back.